So Shivaram Maharaj will be a little bit late. He's asked me to begin.
Shivaram Maharaj késik, ezért megkértem, hogy én kezdjem.
Let's see how late he will be.
Meglátjuk, hogy mennyit fog késni.
But I was going to start with a bhajan.
Egy bhajannal akartam kezdeni.
And the bhajan is Gaurangira Dutipada.
Ennek a bhajannak az a címe, hogy Gaurangira Dutipada.
Which is about following the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
Ami ez is a bhajannal szól, hogy mit követ az Lord Chaitanyának a lotus lábán.
I thought it would be appropriate to chant a bhajan about Lord Chaitanya. There's a translation, and Srila Prabhupada has also given a purport. And we can also speak a little bit about that. Before I speak about that, I should say before I chant the bhajan. This morning I was looking up something. I'm sure all of you are aware of it, but I wasn't. But there is a verse. Generally we think about Vijay Gauranga, we think about victory. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan.
Általában amikor Vijay Gaurangáról beszélünk, akkor győzelemről gondolunk, és akkor ugye Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan.
There's a lot to say about.
De hogy sokat lehetne róla mondani.
The victories of Lord Chaitanya.
Az Úr Chaitanyának a győzelmeiről.
It's a wireless microphone. It's not a time bomb. but there is a verse I found this morning also from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's from Adikanda, second chapter. Aju Vijaya Gauranga Avanadi Mandale Chaudi Kesuniya Ulasa Eka Hari Dvani Abrahma Bhari Shuni Gauranga Chandera Parakasa. That due to the appearance of Sri Gauranga in this world, the sound vibration of Hari's name spread throughout the universe up to Brahmaloka. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's Tika just says the word Vijaya means while appearing in this material world. So I wasn't aware of that was one of the meetings of Vijaya Gauranga. But I thought it's appropriate, especially since we're observing today his appearance here in Budapest.
De azt gondoltam, hogy ideig
ő, hiszen
most az ő megjelenésük,
hogy Budapesti megjelenésük. So another meeting of Vijay Gauranga is while appearing in this material world.
A Vijay Gaurangának egy másik jelentés, hogy miközben megjelent ebben az anyagi világban.
I just wanted to share that.
Ezt csak meg akartam osztani veletek.
Of course we all know what Dayan Nitya means.
Persze mindannyian tudjuk, hogy mit jelent a Dayan Nitya.
Merciful Nityananda. Okay, so this is Sarana Sri Gaura Mahima, and we'll chant it to the simple melody of Sri Guru Vandana.
Jardana Sambhadam Hallelujah. Thank you.
there's a translation and there's a purport. If I read both of them, it could take a long time. And so I'll just start with the purport. Here, I have some. I have it here also.
Okay. I have it in Hungarian.
Huh?
It's the same purport in Hungarian.
Is it? No, that's the translation, isn't it? It's the purport.
Yeah, that's what they...
Oh, really? Amazing. Okay. Uh-huh. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur in praise of the glories of Lord Chaitanya.
That is Srila Prabhupada-nak a magyarázata. Ezt a dalt Narottam Das Thakur az Úr Chaitanya dicsőségének magasztalására írta.
Gauranga refers to Lord Chaitanya, who has a fair complexion.
A Gauranga név az Úr Chaitanyára utal, akinek világos a bőrszíne.
One who has a fair complexion is called Gaura. And since Lord Chaitanya was very fair, just like molten gold, he was also named Gaurasunda.
A világos bőrűeket Gaurának nevezik, és mivel az Úr Chaitanya bőrszíne nagyon világos volt, majdnem olyan, mint az olvadt arany, olykor Gaurasundarának szólították.
Narottam Das Thakur says, Gaurangira duti pada jardana sampada se jani bhakti rasa sar.
Narottam Das Thakur azt mondja.
Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya can understand the true essence of devotional service.
Aki elfogadta az Úr Chaitanya két lótusz lábát, az megértheti az odaadó szolgálat valódi lényegét.
Devotional service is very difficult.
Az odaadó szolgálat nagyon nehéz.
Cannot be understood by any ordinary man.
Közönséges ember nem is értheti meg.
As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, out of many thousands of persons who are trying to achieve the perfection of human life, only some actually become perfect and realize the self.
A Bhagavad Gita szavaival, a sok ezer ember közül, akik az emberi lét tökéletességére törekszenek, csak néhány válik igazán tökéletessé, és valósítja meg azt, hogy ki is ő valójában.
And out of many thousands of such self-realized persons, only one can understand Krishna.
Sok ezer ilyen önmegvalósított lélek közül pedig csak egy értheti meg, kicsoda Krishna.
Without understanding Krishna, how can one engage himself in the service of Krishna?
Ha valaki nem érti meg, kicsoda Krishna, nem tudja Krishna szolgálatát végezni.
Therefore, the devotional service of Krishna is not an ordinary thing.
A Krisnának végzett odaadó szolgálat tehát nem egy hétköznapi dolog.
But fortunately, if one follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Gaurangira Duti Pada, by following the path shown by Lord Chaitanya, the process of simply chanting Hare Krishna, he can very easily understand what devotional service is.
Szerencsére azonban, ha valaki az Úr Chaitanya nyomdokait követi, az Úr Chaitanya által mutatott ösvényen halad, vagyis énekli a Hare Krishnát, nagyon könnyen megértheti, mit jelent az odaadó szolgálat.
Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays that one takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya and follow in his footsteps, for then one can understand the essence of devotional service.
Narottam Das Thakur azért imádkozik, hogy bárcsak mindenki menedéket keresne az Úr Chaitanyánál, és követni a nyomdokait, mert akkor megértheti az odaadó szolgálat lényegét.
Stop here for now and speak a little bit.
Most itt megállunk, hogy beszéljek egy kicsit.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Savakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Angum Mangayate Ganim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatanam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namahe Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacharye Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasana Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So both Narottam Das Thakur and Srila Prabhupada in his commentary have emphasized a very important point, principle, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas to understand.
Narottam Das Thakur és Srila Prabhupada is a magyarázatban egy nagyon fontos alapelvet hangsúlyoznak, amit a Gaudiya Vaishnavának meg kell érteniük.
That for anybody who wants to understand the essence of devotional service rendered to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he has to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya.
Aki meg akarja érteni a Sri Krishnának végzett odaadó szolgálatot, annak az Úr Chaitanya nyomdokait kell követnie.
There is a well-known verse, Yata Yata Gaura Padara Vinde, Prabodhananda Saraswati. Which states that to the degree that one renders service to Lord Chaitanya, to that degree that one can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Same principle. Gaura Padara Vinde, rendering service to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Or following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. Following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya is in itself a very broad topic. How to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And but nonetheless, it is a phrase that Srila Prabhupada uses in many places throughout his commentaries. In fact, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also, it's a phrase that he uses also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's in reference to many elements of the principles of devotional service which were set forth by Lord Chaitanya by his example. As we know that Lord Chaitanya came, although he is Krishna himself, he came to teach devotional service by practicing it himself.
Tudjuk, hogy az Úr Chaitanya már maga Krishna azért jött el, hogy úgy tanítsa az odaadó szolgálatot, hogy ő maga is gyakorolja azt.
And as explained by Kaviraj Goswami in the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
És hogy Kaviraj Goswami a Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lilájában magyarázza.
That the Lord decided to come again as Lord Chaitanya to teach by practice, devotional service by practicing it himself.
Úgy döntött, hogy eljön ismét az Úr Chaitanyaként, hogy tanítsa az odaadó szolgálatot azáltal, hogy saját maga is gyakorolja.
And Kaviraj Goswami gave various verses from the Bhagavad Gita.
És Kaviraj Goswami idézi a Bhagavad Gita verseit.
That if I did not practice, then everyone would follow my example, the whole world would be put to ruination.
Hogyha én nem gyakorolnék, akkor a világon mindenki az én példámat követné, és minden tönkre menne.
Yadyada charati sheshtasta tadiveta rojana, that whatever actions are performed by great men, then common men follow in his footsteps.
Bármilyen cselekedetet is hajtson végre egy nagy személy, és a közönséges emberek vagy unokába lépnek.
And whatever standards he sets by his exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Bármilyen példát is mutasson, az egész világ követi őt.
So, Kaviraj Goswami gives these verses in the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita explaining why Krishna was thinking why he should come again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kaviraj Goswami idézi ezeket a verseket a Chaitanya Charitamritában, hogy elmagyarázza, hogy Krishna miért akart eljönni, mint Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And he said that anybody who doesn't practice himself, how can he teach?
És azt mondta, hogy az, aki maga nem gyakorol, hogyan tudna tanítani.
So therefore, the Lord decided to come and to teach by his example what does it mean to render service to Krishna.
Ezért az Úr úgy döntött, hogy eljön és megtanítja, hogy mit jelent igazából szolgálatot végezni Krisztának.
So in that sense, we can follow Lord Chaitanya's, follow in Lord Chaitanya's footsteps and follow his example.
Ebben az értelemben tudjuk követni az Úr Chaitanya lábnyomait és példáját.
And he concludes that section of the Adi Lila with a verse, well-known verse, Yuga Dhamma Pravataimo Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachamu Bhavan.
És ezt a részét a Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lilájának ezzel a híres versen
fejezi be. Yuga Dhamma Pravataimo Nama Sankirtan, I shall inaugurate the chanting of the holy names of Krishna.
Be fogom vezetni az Úr Krishna szent neveinek éneklését.
I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy. Realizing the ecstatic mellows of loving devotional service. Interesting, he says, Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya, four types of ecstatic mellows. As we understand, Shantaras is left out, and and therefore he is came to teach these Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya, these four ecstatic mellows of servitorship, friendship, parental affection and conjugal love. Because he wanted to give devotional service in the same way as that was rendered by the residents of Vrindavan. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya appeared for that purpose. Of course, Kaviraj Goswami gives his external reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance, was to answer the call of Advaita Acharya, and also to inaugurate the chanting of the holy names of the Lord.
Persze Advaita Acharya az Úr megjelenésének külső okaiként meghatározza, hogy azért, hogy a Advaita Acharya szólító szavára válaszoljon, és hogy elterjessze a szemlélénetését.
Also described Lord Chaitanya's internal reasons that he wanted to understand what is Radharani seeing in me.
Leírja az Úr megjelenésének belső okát is, ami az, hogy megtapasztalja, hogy Radharani mit tapasztalja.
What kind of bliss does she relish in serving me?
Milyen boldogságot érez ő az Úr szolgálatában.
So even Krishna doesn't know everything.
Még Krishna sem tud mindent.
But how does he know even that which he cannot know?
De hogy tudja azt is, amit nem tudhat?
He knows by assuming the mood of his greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. In this way, Kaviraj Goswami explains the internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearances to taste this ecstasy of loving devotional service in the mood of Srimati Radharani.
Így magyarázza Kaviraj Goswami az Úr megjelenésének belső okát, hogy megtapasztalja azt a szerető, eszetikus odaadó szolgálatot, amit Srimati Radharani tapasztal.
So, Prabhupada, again and again, as we said, emphasizes in his commentaries, as well as Kaviraj Goswami, emphasizes that Lord Chaitanya came to teach by his example, and we should therefore follow in his footsteps.
Tehát ahogy Srila Prabhupada és Kaviraj Goswami is magyarázzák, az Úr Chaitanya azért jött, hogy a példájával tanítson, és nekünk pedig követnünk kell az
irányába. It's actually quite amazing. Oftentimes this happens to me. I just want to share something with you. It happens so often. I listen to Prabhupada's lectures, usually when I'm taking prasadam. And yesterday during lunch, Prabhupada was speaking exactly on this point.
Tegnap ebéd közben Prabhupada pontosan erről beszélt.
It was It was a verse from the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the verse contained the word Adhoksaje, which Prabhupada was giving the meaning of Adhoksaja, which means that he's beyond, Krishna's beyond the understanding of our material senses.
És a versben szerepelt ez az adhoksajé szó, és Prabhupád magyarázza, hogy Krisnának ez az adhoksajá neve azt jelenti, hogy igazából ő túl van az érzékekkel felfoghatón.
And Prabhupád therefore said that another word that was in the verse was ekanta bhakti.
És volt egy másik vers is, másik szó is a versben, az ekanta bhakti.
And Prabhupád explained, what is this ekanta bhakti? And he was saying that although Krishna is adhoksaja and he cannot be seen by the blunt senses, he says, nonetheless, he must be rendered service with ekanta bhakti, or with unalloyed devotion.
Mégis ékánta baktival kell szolgálni őt, vegyítetlen odaadással.
And he said, some people think that how can one have devotion if I can't see Krishna?
És valakik azt gondolják, mondtam, hogy hogyan lehet nekem odaadásom, hogyha nem tudom látni.
And he's saying that sometimes people, they give this argument, that where's your question of being able to be devoted to somebody that I can't see? So it seems to be a contradiction here. They use it as an argument.
Az emberek felvetik ezt az érvet, hogy valójában hogyan lehet valaki felé odaadást érezni, hogyha nem tudjuk látni.
Prabhupada was saying that actually devotional service should be rendered in the mood of Lord Chaitanya.
És Prabhupada azt mondta, hogy odaadó szolgálatot valójában az Úr Chaitanya hangulatában kell végezni.
And he also mentioned the mood of Lord Chaitanya and the same mood as the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
És említette azt is, hogy az Úr Chaitanya hangulatában és a Vrindavani hat Goswami hangulatában.
They also are serving and they can't see Krishna.
Ők is szolgálnak és nem látják Krishna.
And they are praying, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I can't see him. I can't see him.
És így imádkoznak, hogy hol van Krishna? Hol van Krishna? Nem látom, nem látom.
Is he on the banks of the Yamuna River? Is he in Radhakund? He was quoted the verse, Chakvatorna Mashesha Mandala Patishane. He quoted the verse from the Sad Goswamastakam.
És kérdezik, hogy ott van a Yamuna partján, vagy a Govardhanában, vagy hol van, és idézte ezt a verset a Sad Goswami Astakámban.
Hey Rad, hey Rajadevi Kechalitite, he quotes that verse also, the mood of the Lord and the mood of his most intimate associates, they also don't see Krishna, but they're fully devoted to him anyways.
És ezt a verset is idézte, hogy az Úr és az ő baktái se látják Krishnát, és mégis odaadóak iránta.
And he said that Lord Chaitanya, he came to teach that this is the way to see Krishna in the mood of separation.
És mondta, hogy az Úr Chaitanya azért jött, hogy ezt tanítsa, hogy ez a módja annak, hogy meglássuk Krishnát az elkülönülés hangulatában.
And he specifically was saying yesterday, the devotee never thinks, oh yes, now I have seen Krishna, now I am dancing with Krishna.
És kifejezetten mondta tegnap ezt, hogy egy bhakta sose gondolja azt, hogy ó, most látom Krishnát, Krishnával táncolok.
I am with Krishna.
Krishnával vagyok.
He said, Lord Chaitanya didn't teach this mood. He came to teach. What does it mean to follow his? And he said, what does it mean to follow in his footsteps? We follow in the footsteps of this mood that Lord Chaitanya established. And he said, this is ekanta bhakti. Ekanta bhakti means that even if I can't see Krishna, I still want to serve him. Prabhupada also in yesterday's lecture, he was talking about Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. And he used the example of Hiranyakashipu. He was saying, where is your Krishna now? He says, those who are envious of Krishna, they think, first let me see Krishna, and then I'll serve Krishna.
azt mondta, hogy azok, akik ingyen Krisnára, azt mondják, hogy először hadd lássam Krisnát, majd aztán szolgálom
őt. He says, but a devotee learns to see Krishna everywhere. Of course, Prabhupada didn't quote this verse, but Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me. So a devotee sees Krishna everywhere because he sees everything connected to Krishna. Prabhupada didn't say this in yesterday's lecture, but he did say in another lecture. He said, just like a mother who loves a child. When a mother loves the child, when the mother sees a toy of the child, she doesn't see a toy.
Amikor egy anya szereti a gyermekét, akkor amikor meglátja a gyermek játékát, akkor nem a játékot látja.
She sees the child.
Hanem a gyermeket látja.
Others may see a toy.
Mások lehet, hogy egy játékot látja.
But when the mother sees the toy, she sees her child because of love.
Ha a gyereket, akkor a játékot, akkor a gyereket látja, a szeretete miatt.
When the mother sees the shoes of the child, she sees the child.
Amikor az anya meglátja a gyermek cipőjét, akkor a gyermeket látja.
Prabhupada uses three examples, the toys, the shoes, and hears the voice of the child.
Három példát használ Prabhupada, a játékot, a cipőt, és amikor meghallja a gyermek hangját.
When the mother hears the voice of the child, she sees the child.
Amikor az anya meghallja a gyermek hangját, akkor látja a gyermeket.
So for one who actually has ekanta bhakti, for one who is willing to serve Krishna unalloyed, in his unalloyed way, even though he cannot see, he sees by seeing Krishna everywhere.
Akinek van ez az ékánta bhakti, ez a vegyületlen odaadása, az még akkor is mindenhol látja Krishnát, hogyha nem látja őt személyesen.
So Prabhupada said yesterday in this lecture. He said, where is your Krishna now?
Hol van a te Krishnád most?
And then he says, Hanya Hashibu said, is he here in this pillar? And Prahlad said, yes. He is present in this pillar. So because of Prahlad's transcendental vision of seeing Krishna everywhere, because of his love for the Lord, then Hiranyakashipu, of course, hit the pillar with his sword, and Lord Nisargadeva came out of the pillar to protect him.
És mivel Prahladnak volt ez a vennyitetlen odaadása, hogy látta az urat az oszlopban is, akkor Hiranyakasipu a kardjában megütötte ezt az oszlopot.
So Prabhupada, yesterday in the lecture he was saying that this is how a devotee sees Krishna. He sees Krishna by always hankering for him.
És akkor Prabhupada ebben a tegnapi lecsében mondta, hogy egy bhakta mindig látja Krishnát azáltal, hogy mindig vágyik rá.
In this mood of separation, which Lord Chaitanya came to teach by his example. So this is also one way we can try to understand what does it mean to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. We follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya by rendering service in this way. But Prabhupada also in yesterday's lecture. I just remembered, I completely forgot. He also said in yesterday's lecture that Krishna is so very kind. That even though we can't see him, he kindly appears in the form of Achyamurti. In this way, although we cannot see and we're hankering to see him, he's made himself accessible to us in this transcendental form. And in this way, although we don't have the eyes to see Krishna, like Atakshi Krishna, Prabhupada used to quote this verse all the time, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevamukehi Jivado svayam eva spuracha da Krishna can't be seen or understood by the blunt material senses. He can only be understood with purified spiritual senses.
And
seva mukhehi jivado, beginning with the tongue. And beginning with the tongue, that by when we engage the tongue in glorifying the Supreme Lord, and by hearing the glories of the Lord, this way gradually one can purify the senses, so we can actually begin to understand and to see Krishna. So, and Prabhupada said yesterday in the lecture that Krishna is very kind, that he appears in the form of Achyamurti, so that we can see him in this form. And by seeing him in this form, we can also learn to hanker in the same way, to approach him and to serve him.
És ha látjuk ebben a formában, akkor megtanulhatunk vágyni arra, hogy szolgáljuk őt és lássuk
őt. And this is what I remember from yesterday's lecture during lunch. And I say it happens to me a lot that I always, when I'm, it's miraculous many times when I, by listening to Prabhupada, I find myself when I start speaking about something that he's just spoke about that. And when I was listening to the lecture yesterday, I had no idea what I was going to speak about today. No idea whatsoever. But somehow, Prabhupada, he's Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Garim. He speaks in such a way that he gives me something to say, even though I'm blind, I'm dumb, and I can't even walk. So we repeat his words. So, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, this is again what is being talked about. Gaurangira Duti Pada. So this is what Narottam Das Thakur and Srila Prabhupada are speaking about here. He says that devotional service is a mystery. It cannot be understood from external point of view. If we want to understand devotional service, then the only way to understand devotional service is by understanding the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, because he's teaching by his example what is devotional service.
Ha meg akarjuk érteni az odaadó szolgálatot, annak az egyetlen módja az, hogy az Úr Csaitanyát próbáljuk megérteni, mert ő a példájával tanít.
Fact is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 25, Kaviraj Goswami speaks about Krishna Tattva.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 25. fejezetében egy versben Krishna Dasa Viraj Goswami a tattvával beszél.
See if I can remember it. Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva sara, bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva ara. It's pretty easy actually. It means Krishna tattva, Krishna consciousness means to understand Krishna tattva. What is the truth of Krishna? Bhakti tattva, truth of devotional service to Krishna. Prema tattva, what is the truth about love for Krishna? Bhava tattva, the truth about spiritual ecstasy.
A lelki extázis igazságát.
Rasa tattva, about spiritual emotions, transcendental spiritual emotions. What are they? And lila tattva. What about the pastimes of the Lord? He said, this is what Krishna consciousness means. So, there's a... Then he speaks about Lord Chaitanya, how Lord Chaitanya spoke of these truths of Krishna tattva. And he speaks about how Lord Chaitanya, wherever he went, he was always speaking the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was always spreading the glories of Krishna. He was tasting love of Krishna. He was manifesting the ecstatic symptoms of Krishna. He was absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. And in this way, Kaviraj Goswami emphasizes the point that Krishna is present in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya would always glorify Krishna Tattva by speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to others, or he would empower others to speak Srimad Bhagavatam and he would hear from them.
És így módon bemutatja, hogy a Krisna Tattvát úgy hirdette az Úr Csaitanya, hogy vagy ő beszélt a Srimad Bhagavatamról másoknak, vagy hallgatta, hogy mások beszéltek a Srimad Bhagavatamról.
And then after that, Kaviraj Goswami quotes another verse.
Ezután Kaviraj Goswami idéz egy másik verset.
I cannot remember the Bengali of the verse, but I think I can remember the English of the verse.
Emlékszem az eredetire, de azt hiszem az angolra emlékszem.
In the verse he says that anyone simply by understanding the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, this is how one can understand Krishna Tattva. And by understanding Krishna Tattva, by understanding the truth about Krishna, one will understand the highest limits of all knowledge which are described in the Shastra about Krishna.
És a Krishna tattva megértésével az ember megértheti a legmagasabb rendű tudást, amit a Szentírás leír Krishnáról.
And he says that one has to approach Krishna by first understanding the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
És azt mondja, hogy Krishnát az Úr Csaitanya kedveléseinek megértésével kell megközelíteni.
He again emphasized this point that if we want to approach Krishna, the best way to approach Krishna is by understanding the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
Ismét hangsúlyozza, hogy ha meg akarjuk közelíteni Krisnát, akkor ennek a legjobb módja az Úr Csaitanya kedveléseinek megértése.
And all these truths about Krishna were either spoken about or demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya.
A Krisnáról szóló igazságokról vagy beszélt az Úr Csaitanya, vagy bemutatta az.
Or else Lord Chaitanya, as he did through the six Goswamis, he gave all of this knowledge about rasa tattva, prema tattva. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, just as Lord Brahma, Krishna entered into the heart of Lord Brahma and revealed all the depth of Vedic wisdom within the heart of Lord Brahma, Lord Chaitanya entered into the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Ja, azt olvassuk, hogy ahogy Krishna belépett az Úr Brahmá szívébe, és ott megnyilvánította neki a transzcendentális tudást, így lépett be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami szívébe.
And by entering into the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami, he empowered him to realize all of these ecstatic mellows of devotional service.
És Rupa Goswami szívébe belépve felhatalmazta őt, hogy megvalósítsa az extatikus ízekről szóló igazságot.
And he made him fully qualified to expand on rasa tattva.
És teljesen képesítette arra, hogy kifejtse a rasa tattvát.
In fact, Lord Chaitanya, when there's a story that past time when Vallabhabhatta came to Lord Chaitanya and Vallabhabhatta wanted to Lord Chaitanya to hear his commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Volt,
Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach a very important point to Vallabhabhatta. Because Vallabhabhatta, he was thinking that, please hear my commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. They are very realized.
Vallabhabhatta azt akarta, hogy kérlek, hallgass meg az én Srimad Bhagavatam magyarázatot, én olyan megvalósított vagyok.
And he was even thinking that his commentaries surpassed the commentaries of those which had been previously given by Śrīdhara Swami.
Sőt, azt gondolta, hogy az ő magyarázatai felülmúlják a korábbi kommentárt, amit Śrīdhara Swami írt.
But Lord Chaitanya taught another very important example to Vallabhabhatta.
Másik nagyon fontos tanítás adott Vallabhabhattának.
What do I know about these things? Then he started to name different devotees. He says, I know about the mellows of devotional service by hearing about the mellows of devotional service from these devotees. He said, by hearing from the way to the Chaya, I know the truth about devotional service.
Amikor hallok Advaita Acharyától, akkor megértem az odaadó szolgálat igazságát.
By hearing from Haridas Thakur, I know the glories of the holy name of the Lord.
Amikor hallok Haridas Thakurtól, akkor megértem a szentnév dicsőségét.
And one by one he began listening. By hearing from Ramananda Roy, I knew all about the ecstatic mellows of loving devotional service.
Hogyha Ramananda Roy-tól hallok, akkor az odaadó szolgálat esztetikus ízeit értem.
So he gave so many different devotees, he was telling Vallabhabhatta, this is how I know.
Sorra-sorolta a különböző baktákat, és ezt mondta Vallabhabhattának, hogy én így tudok.
So another important point Lord Chaitanya came to teach by his example.
Ez egy fontos dolog, amit az Úr Chaitanya eljött, hogy a példájával megtanítson.
That if we want to know anything about devotional service, the only way we can know about devotional service is to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas.
Akarunk valamit tudni az odaadó szolgálatról, akkor ennek az egyetlen módja az, hogy követjük az előző acharyát lábnyomait.
Lord Chaitanya taught this by his example.
Az Úr Chaitanya tanította ezt a példájával.
There is another description given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Kaviraj Goswami when Lord Chaitanya went to Mathura and he was dancing in ecstasy.
A Chaitanya Charitamritában Kaviraj Goswami ad egy másik példát is, amikor az Úr Chaitanya Mathurába ment, és extázisban táncolt.
And when he was dancing in ecstasy, this one Brahman, Mathura Brahman came there and in his presence, and he began similarly dancing in ecstasy.
És odajött egy maturai Brahman, aki szintén elkezdett extázisban táncolni.
And when Lord Chaitanya saw his symptoms of ecstasy, he pulled him aside and said, how can you have such ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead? It's not possible for anybody to have such ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead as you are manifesting, except if he's had some association with Madhavendra Puri.
És az Úr Chaitanya félrehívta, és mondta neki, hogy lehet, hogy te az Isten szeretet ilyen esztetikus szimptomáit nyilvánítod meg. Senki sem képes az extázis ilyen szimptomáit megnyilvánítani, ha csak nem. Kapcsolatban álltál Madhavendra Purival.
I think you must have had some association with Madhavendra Puri.
Biztos vagyok vele, hogy együtt voltál Madhavendra Purival.
And then the Brahman said, yes, Madhavendra Puri, he actually previously he came to Mathura and he came to my home and I met him.
És akkor mondta, hogy igen, Madhavendra Puri eljött Mathurában, és az otthonomban volt, és találkoztam vele.
And then the Brahman actually then invited Lord Chaitanya to his home. And said, please come to my home and let me offer you something to eat. And Kaviraj Goswami explains that under the circumstances, this Brahmin was of a caste, I can't remember what caste he was, but sannyasis are not supposed to take food from the Brahmins and from that caste. I think it was Kayasta. Yes, Kayasta.
Kaviraj Goswami magyarázza, hogy ez a Brahman egy olyan kasztból volt, azt hiszem Kayasta volt, akitől szanyásziknak nem szabad ételt elfogadnia.
But then Lord Chaitanya said, oh no, if Madhavendra Puri, he's accepted you and he's taken food from you, then
He is setting the example. I will follow his example. Whatever standards, whatever example Madhavendra Puri establishes and teaches, those standards I will follow, I will accept. So again, Lord Caitanya was teaching by his example. That if we actually want to understand the truth of devotional service, we have to follow in the footsteps of the devotees of the Lord. In fact, that verse also, I think, was quoted, Tako Pratishta Shruti Yoga Nabina. What is that verse? Tamasya Tatvam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta. Yeah, but dry arguments are inconclusive. And different philosophers, they'll have different conclusions, and therefore they'll argue amongst themselves. But if one wants to understand the solid truth of religious principles, the solid truth of religious principles could only be understood by following in the footsteps of those who actually have engaged in devotional service and have Krishna within their heart. This is how the solid truth of religious principles can be understood from within the heart of a devotee of the Lord. Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena katasa panta. Therefore one should follow in the footsteps of the previous Mahajans. This was taught by Lord Chaitanya. Gorangira Duti Pada. This Narottam Das Thakur is explaining here. That if we want to understand the mystery of devotional service, it's a mystery if we try to understand devotional service, as Prabhupada would oftentimes say, by licking the outside of the bottle, of the bottle of honey.
Meg akarjuk érteni az odaadó szolgálat rejtélyét, mert egy rejtélyes, hogy Prabhupád mondta, ez egy olyan próbálkozás, mint hogyha kívülről nyalogatnánk a mézes üveget.
And I remember one time I was in a kirtan with Vishnu Janaswami.
Egyszer voltam egy kirtanon Vishnu Janaswamival.
It was the first time I met him. It was before I moved into the temple.
Amikor találkoztam vele először, ez még azelőtt volt, hogy beköltöztem volna a templomba.
And he was visiting the Boston temple with Radha Damodar. And I came to the temple, and the temple person said to me, "Oh, do you know Vishnu Janaswami is here? Why don't you go out and chant with him? He's on the Boston Common." And at that time, I really didn't know who Vishnu Janaswami was. And I had heard something about him, but I didn't know who he was. I'd never seen him before. So I remembered I was a long-haired hippie. And I went out to where he was chanting, and I was looking at him, and he was Gaur Nityananda Bo Hari Bo. And I was sitting in front of him and I was looking at him and I was thinking, if this is what it means to be a devotee, I gotta become a devotee. And then Vishnu Janaswami, he stopped because he would always stop and he would give a little talk. That was his standard style on Harinam.
He would chant
and then he would stop, and anyone who was standing around, he would give a little talk. And he used one example when I was there this time. He said, I may tell you that chanting Hare Krishna is very sweet.
Azt mondta, hogy mondhatom nektek, hogy a Hare Krishna éneklése nagyon édes.
He said, but how will you know?
De honnan fogod tudni?
You have to chant.
Neked kell énekelned.
He said, just like I may be holding a bottle of honey and telling you, this is the sweetest honey you've ever tasted in your life.
Lehet a kezemben egy édes üveg, és mondhatom, hogy ez a legédesebb méz, amit valaha kóstoltál.
And then he said, you may look at it, and you say, looks like motor oil.
És aztán mondhatod, hogy ránézel, és mondhatod, hogy hát ez úgy néz ki, mint a motorolaj.
How will you know?
Honnan fogod tudni?
How will you know?
Honnan fogod
tudni? Oh, Sri Ramaraj is here. Just see.
Legyen Sri Ramaraj.
He's come to give the sweetness.
Adja az édességet.
I'm just now opening the bottle.
Most nyitom ki az helyet.
As you should open the door.
Ahogy neked ki kéne nyitod a door.
And then the sweetness will come in.
Édesség.
But he used an example. If you want to know if this is honey, you have to take the lid off, put your finger in, and taste yourself.
Tehát ezt a példát használta, hogyha meg akarod tudni, hogy ez egy édes méz, le kell venned a tetejét, bele kell nyúlnod, és meg kell kóstolnod.
Then you can know.
És akkor tudhatod.
So, this is the same principle. If you want to know the mystery of devotional service,
ez ugyanaz az elv, hogyha akarod ismerni az odaadószolgálat rejtélyét,
you can't understand the mystery of devotional service except by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Nem tudod megérteni az odaadószolgálat rejtélyét, hogyha ezt nem Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kegyén keresztül teszed.
Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva sara. Right? The truth about Krishna, the truth about devotional service, truth about love of Krishna.
Az igazság Krishnáról, az igazság az odaadó szolgálatról, az igazság a Krishna iránti szeretetről.
Bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva sara. Truth about the spiritual emotions.
Lelki érzelmi igazsága.
The truth about rasa, transcendental mellows.
A rasa, transzendentális ízek igazsága.
And the truth about the pastimes of the Lord. These can all be understood by the mercy of Lord
Chaitanya.
Therefore we follow in his footsteps. And we follow in his footsteps. Kaviraj Goswami went on to explain that just as Lord Chaitanya traveled and spread the glories of Krishna everywhere, those who follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya should preach the glories of Krishna wherever they go.
Kamirács Goszvámi tovább magyarázza, hogy ugyanúgy, hogy az Úr Csaitanya mindent bejárt, hogy Krisna dicsőségét hirdesse, akik az ő lábnyomait követik, azoknak is be kell járni a világot az ő dicsőségét hirdesse.
And there's a few verses, I just want to end with these few verses of Kaviraj Goswami.
És aztán van itt egy pár vers Kamirács Goszvámitól, ezzel szeretném befejezni.
He says, the devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take the responsibility for distributing nectarian devotional service all over the world. They are like clouds pouring water on the ground.
Olyanok, mint a felhők, amelyek a földre szórják a vizet.
That nourishes the fruit of love of Godhead in this world. The devotees eat that fruit to their heart's content. And whatever remnants they leave are eaten by the general populace. Thus they live happily. This is following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. Those who've taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya, they distribute this nectarian devotional service all over to others. Many times Prabhupada says to follow the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya means to preach the glories all over the world.
Sokszor mondja Srila Prabhupát, hogy az Úr Csaitanya lótuszlábainak követése azt jelenti, hogy az egész világon terjeszteni a dicsőségét.
But Lord Chaitanya also taught another very important example to Korma the Brahmin.
De az Úr Csaitanya egy másik nagyon fontos példát is, másik fontos tanítást is adott a Korma Brahmanának.
When Korma the Brahmin wanted to leave and travel with Lord Chaitanya,
amikor Korma Brahmana el akart menni az Úr Csaitanyával utazni,
Lord Chaitanya said,
No, go back. And said, Yaridika Tarikara Krishna Upadesha Maragya Guru Altaridesh. You just tell everyone you meet about Krishna. Become guru, deliver everyone in this world. Become guru and deliver everyone in this world. He said, if you do this, there'll be no obstacles to your household life whatsoever. So also Lord Chaitanya established this principle too. Not everyone can travel all over the world. But everyone can follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. By telling others about Krishna. I'll end here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Ranjana Swami Maharaj.
Jai. Jai.